I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Ministerial assignments are now official.
My cabinet colleagues and I look forward to working together to build a prosperous future for Caymanians.
Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks is the Minister for Financial Services and Commerce and Cabinet Office. The Honorable Gary Ruddy, along with his position as Deputy Premier, is now the Minister for Tourism and Trade Development. The Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes is Minister for Health, Environment and Sustainability. And the Honorable Rolston Anglin, Minister for Finance and Economic Development, as well as Minister for Education and Training. The Honorable Isaac Rankin, Minister for Social Development and Innovation and Youth Sports, Culture and Heritage, and the Honorable Jay Ebanks, Minister for Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure. The Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs. And the Honorable Michael Miles, Minister for Caymanian Employment and Immigration.
We are very eager to begin addressing the needs of our people in a way that will positively uplift them now and the years to come. It will be a privilege for us to work alongside the hardworking and dedicated members of the civil service to achieve our goals and to make the lives of those we serve better.
That is, of course, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks there. Along with the ministerial assignments, the Honorable Wayne Panton is Parliamentary Secretary, responsible for Caymanian Employment and Immigration, Infrastructure, Health, Environment and Sustainability, Financial Services and Commerce. Heather Bodden, Parliamentary Secretary, responsible for Social Development, Education and Training, as well as Tourism. And Mrs. Julie Hunter, Parliamentary Secretary, responsible for Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure, Education and Training, Culture and Heritage.
The full support and collective efforts of the entire NCFC team will be required to resolve the issues our people have elected us to address. I therefore wish to thank and congratulate our three parliamentary secretaries on their appointments as well. God bless the Cayman Islands and have a good weekend all.
The Premier reportedly met individually with the Deputy Premier as well as each minister and parliamentary secretary to confirm the subjects they were being assigned. The Deputy Governor, the Honorable France Manderson, also extended well wishes to the Premier, ministers and parliamentary secretaries on behalf of the civil service. In other news, the investigation continues in the death of Judy Ann Miles.
We were procuring pathologists. I can say that that person has come and has done their examination. However, we haven't received information that can be shared with the public as yet, but that action has been completed.
Ms. Miles' body was found on April 3rd in a burnt-out car in Bodentown. As evidence is being analyzed, Sergeant Jody Ann Powery is continuing the RCIPS appeal.
I do continue to ask for anyone with information to come forward. Give the major incident room a call, 649-2930.
The Major Crimes Unit is particularly interested in hearing from anyone who may have seen Ms. Miles' white Honda CRV or any suspicious activity in the Lookout Gardens area between 12 and 2 p.m. on April 3rd. A public advisory from the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service about scams involving the sale and rental of properties and vehicles being advertised on social media and classified websites, including EK Trade. Police say the scam involves ads for apartments and vehicles at unusually low prices. The victims are asked to make advance payments or deposits, including shipping costs in the case of vehicles. But the ads are fake. Police say they're looking into a number of reports, but believe there may be additional victims who haven't come forward yet. Anyone who believes they may be affected or knows someone who is strongly encouraged to report the matter to police. When you see an offer that appears too good to be true, police say to avoid sending any money without first verifying the legitimacy of the offer. That might include viewing the property or vehicle in person and ensuring that all transactions are traceable and legitimate. If you have information about these or any other financial scams, contact the Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222. Residents are finally about to get a look at the East-West Arterial Environmental Statement. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the details.
The draft presented a plan to construct the new road over the span of several decades, with estimated construction and maintenance costs of nearly $899 million, along with an additional $17 million for associated rights of way. The cost of the project was a major issue flagged by residents during the public consultation period. The final ES, available online at caymanroads.com, includes additional conceptual design options to, quote, balance initial construction costs, storm resiliency, and long-term maintenance expenditures to reduce the projected estimated cost of the project while fulfilling design standards safety requirements, and environmental protection goals. There are now three designs in the final document: excellent fit, good, and acceptable. Good and acceptable, quote, still satisfy the project's critical success factors, but include cost-saving measures. The excellent fit is designed to be resilient to a 50-year storm event, but it comes with the highest price tag. The good fit will be resilient to a 25-year storm event with box culverts instead of bridges, therefore coming with cost savings, while the acceptable fit with the most significant cost savings has smaller box culverts and drainage pipes more frequently placed along its length, and it's still resilient to storms of lesser strength. To compare costs, the excellent fit is looking at a price tag of $899 million, while the acceptable fit is estimated to cost about $483 million. I'm Carsley Fuller.
The extension is hoped to tackle the increasing traffic congestion to and from the eastern districts. The proposed project extends from the east-west arterial terminus at Woodland Agricola Drive, continuing to Frank Sound Road, spanning about 8 miles. An environmental management plan has also been prepared with the final ES. It outlines how the environment will be monitored and how mitigation will be carried out while the project is being implemented. Based on the final environment statement and management plan, the Environmental Assessment Board will make its recommendation to the National Conservation Council on whether to approve or deny the project application for, quote, informed decision-making. But ultimately, the final decision will be made by Cabinet. A Cayman Airways Express Twin Otter lands safely in the BRAC following a precautionary diversion. Cayman Airways confirming that a de Havilland Twin Otter aircraft operating Express Flight KX-4624 from Grand Cayman to Little Cayman was diverted to the BRAC this afternoon as a, quote, precautionary measure following an engine indication light. The flight crew, were told, followed standard operating procedures and decided to divert to the BRAC where necessary maintenance support was available. The aircraft landed safely at Charles Kirkconnell International Airport at about 3:40 p.m., where it was met by emergency services as a precaution. Cayman Airways says the landing and taxi to the gate were uneventful and the aircraft temporarily taken out of service on arrival for inspection. Cayman Airways tonight is commending the flight crew for their professionalism and swift response in managing the situation. Passengers were assisted upon arrival and then reaccommodated as needed. Another Twin Otter aircraft from the Express fleet was dispatched to ensure the completion of the day's remaining schedule. The Department of Tourism announces expanded airlift from the Northeast U.S. with the launch of Delta Airlines' new nonstop service from New York's JFK International Airport to Owen Roberts International. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
The seasonal weekly service will operate on Saturdays starting December 20th through April 11th, 2026. The new route comes as a result of the Cayman Islands Department of Tourism's Strategic Aviation Development Initiatives, led by Mrs. Rosa Harris, Director of Tourism. The announcement follows closely on the heels of Delta's decision to reinstate nonstop service from Detroit Metropolitan Airport to Grand Cayman, also beginning December 20th. DOT says these two new routes represent a major win for the Cayman Islands, offering travelers in key U.S. markets expanded direct access to the destination. While New York has long been a key gateway and the number one U.S. source market for the Cayman Islands, this marks the first time in over a decade that Delta will operate service from JFK, further strengthening Northeast connectivity and opening new possibilities for winter escapes. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Flights from JFK will be available at Delta.com starting the 16th of May. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.